If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Kings chapter number 6. 2 Kings chapter number 6. You have your place, we'll stand with and honor the reading of God's Word. 2 Kings chapter 6. And the Bible says in verse 1, said, "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. I want to preach tonight for just a little while on this thought. Just a stick. Just a stick. As we look at this tonight and we see Elisha, he's writing this, and there's a lot of things has transpired in Elisha's life. Now, Elisha, when he was getting ready to go out of here, he was with Elijah, and he stayed with the man of God all the way to the end. And the man of God, Elijah, told him, said, if you're here with me and you see me go out of here, he said, I'm going to grant you your heart's desire. Now, his heart's desire was, he told the man of God, he said, I'd like to have twice the Spirit of God. I've tried to do twice the things, God, that you've done. Now Elijah had done 16 magnificent miracles, amen, for the Lord. And I'm telling you tonight, and according to the Word of God, that Elisha was able to do 32. Amen. Because he was looking for help from the Lord. But we see the story tonight here in 2 Kings chapter 6. And we see the sons of the prophets. And the Bible said, sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Now the sons of the prophets are none other than those students of the Word of God. They would study with the old prophets of God, the words of God and the truths of God, and they would merge them up in admonition of the Lord so that they could someday, somewhere, fill their shoes. And we see here in the Bible tells us that God began to bless and God began to fill the place up that there wasn't enough room for them all. Isn't it a good problem to have down at the house of God when it gets to the problem that you don't have enough places for people to sit? People's coming in and they're wanting a touch from God. They're wanting from touch from heaven. They're wanting to know they're in despair. They're in distress. They're brokenhearted. And they're looking for somewhere where they can get in, where they can be satisfied. Praise God once and for all. I'm telling you where that ought to be. That ought to be down at the house of God. It ought to be a place where we come together. Amen. Glory. Praise His holy name for His glory. Meeting together and just get a touch from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He ought to come every time we come looking for a little glimpse of glory. But the Bible says here, they come together and they said, this place is too straight for us. They said, we're too confined here. I believe in my heart, Brother Bill, them little old prophets and men of God. And the old man of God, I believe that place began to tighten up on them. And they was looking, well, glory, they was looking for a place, Brother Junior, where they could get a little running room. Amen, glory, hallelujah. They say, this place is getting tight. Amen, there ain't enough room here. We can't get a good run at it, praise God. We ain't jump and shout and praise God like you ought to. Yeah, preacher, we can't do that. People think we're charismatic. No, they think we just love the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, when David come here, and brought the ark of God, when the presence of God was with him, he come into the city and he was dancing and a leaping and a jumping, praise God, because the Spirit of God was with him, the presence of God was with him, and it was surreal, praise God. He couldn't help himself. Now I ain't got no use for a bunch of foolishness. These people that go to jumping up and down and falling out and showing themselves and everything else, God ain't in that. But praise God, they ain't nothing wrong with a child of God, a grandmother, a mother, a daddy, a grandpa, praise God, just jumping up, amen, the Holy Ghost of God, waving the glory, shouting and praising, giving God glory, taking a lap around the church for whatever God puts on his heart as long as God's in it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Old time way. Amen. Used to mind the Lord. Now everybody's too afraid of what somebody might think. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said they was too confined where they was at. He said, let us, let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, take thence every man a beam. I don't know about you, but I got to thinking about that. Said, let us take every man a beam. Now, he didn't say two or three beams, but he said every man a beam. And that tells me they must have been several of them. Must have been quite a few. Amen. And I said, let's everybody take a beam and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. I said, praise God, let's take us a beam. Let's build us a place, God. Let's give us a place where we got some room. Let's give us a place, praise God, we can shout and praise, give God glory, where we can go out in the highways and the hedges, the hills and the dales, and praise God, compel them to come in and get God's house full. Let's go out and get my mamas and daddies. Let's go out and get the little youngins. Praise be to God. Bring them down here, glory to God, and just tell them about how good Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen. So they go out, they get down there, and they don't want to go by themselves. Said one of them said this. He said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. Amen. I pray God. He said, listen, said Elisha, said, don't get upset with me. But said, if you would you? We've been talking. Said, I can just see this fellas. He gets out there and them prophets gather around and they get to murmuring. And Elijah's wondering what's going on. And this one prophet breaks out from them after a while. They've been in a big old huddle over here. And them little old fellas, they say, hey, listen, we don't need to go. If we're going to go out, if we're going to do this thing, we need the man of God to go with us. Amen. We need the power of God to go with us. We need the will of God to go with us. So I believe I can see this one little old fella, he gets nominated. Amen. He steps out away from, he goes over to Elisha. And he said, hey, let me content. So let me just ask you something. He said, if you don't care, man of God, he said, we've talked it over, we discussed it, and we'd really, really like it if you'll go with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that old man of God, it touched his heart. Praise the Lord. And he said, I will go. Amen. So you see this thing playing out here. Amen. What a picture it is. And now they've got a little place, but it's got full. And say, so you know what? We'll leave a whole chair and we'll go down by the Jordan. Every man will cut him a beam. Praise God. And we'll build us a bigger place. Amen. I tell you what. Every church, listen to me. Every church ought to have a building program. Amen. Praise God ought to have a building program looking for people to come in, looking for folks to be saved, born again, birthed into the family of God. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, that's about crazy. The day and hour that we're living in, praise God, I'll tell you, the day and hour that we're living in, God Almighty still wants to save souls.
Amen.
He still wants to feed hungry people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was talking to some of them preachers over the last couple of days, and we was discussing some things and different things and church situations. Just in general. And we're talking about how people are trying, looking and running and searching, trying to find something to pacify their soul. Amen. But two-thirds of them's going every direction but to the house of God. To the Lord Jesus Christ, to the brothers and sisters in Christ, where we can come together, worship together, pray together, lift each other up to the edifying of the brethren. Amen. You know what? Let me just tell you our fundamental independent Bible believing churches has failed. We ain't encouraging each other. Amen. I just hit this here. The Lord brought it to my heart. I'm going to tell you. Amen. We got so much jealousy in the churches today that we're afraid somebody else might do something. Amen. Praise God, we ought to be compelling everybody to get in. Amen. Praise God. Hey, they say something for everybody. Amen. Every one of us, praise God, there's plenty to go around. Amen. Get everybody. Get everyone in. Amen. Get in. You say, what do we got we can do, preacher? Worship God. Amen. That's a strange process, perspective, isn't it? It's to just come together to worship God. Everybody says, you go, you call him, what, preacher? Pastor, what have you got up there at the church? Amen. What kind of programs you got? We got preaching and praying and praising the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Hey, this ain't a theater. This ain't a place we come to be entertained. This is a place we come to worship God in spirit and in truth. If you're saved, the Spirit's in you. If you're not, praise God, you're in a good place, as Brother Bill says, to get there and the Holy Ghost of God move upon your heart, and then you begin to see the truth. And you get the truth, praise God, and the truth makes you free of your sins. And you get in, praise God, excited about what God's done for you, and you get the can't help it, and you don't care. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And it gets better from then on. They may be some of you here don't like how I act and cut up and carry on and get excited. Amen. That's the way the world is. But that's all right. Praise God, I can't help what I am. Hey, I told you before I ever took the church, when I went to Bible college, I studied for 5 years every evening, except Wednesdays. For 5 years. And there's one class, I never got a degree, there was one class I would not take. Amen. And it was the class where they teach you to preach. Amen. I wouldn't take it. Miss Tweet said, well, you need to take this class. I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, what are you here for? I said, to study the Word of God. I said, I love God's Word. Amen. I said, that's what I want. She said, well, you can't get a full degree. I said, I don't want a degree. I don't want even a pedigree. I want to know Lord Jesus Christ, the free part of sin. And I told you when I took the church, praise God, I'm not eloquent of speech. I'm not trained well in how I act. But praise God, I won't tell you how I act crazy, because I'm crazy about Jesus. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. He come to me, praise God, when I couldn't crawl out from under my rock and get to where he was. Praise God, he come to where I was. He got a hold of me, praise the Lord. And I may have turned loose of him a time or two, but he's never turned loose me. Amen. Man. Virginia, when we went our way, amen, he was still there. He was better than that prodigal's father. Because when we finally come to ourselves, praise God, he was there to meet us in the way and pull us to himself, to love on us, grab you up, praise God, just squeeze the juice out of you. Amen. Praise the Lord, I like it that way, don't you? Bless His holy name. So he went down there to, I don't even know where I was at. Amen. I'm going to have me a time. I'm enjoying myself. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. So they go down there to Jordan. They got the man of God going. Boy, they're happy as can be, happy as larks, because the man of God went with them. And the Bible said he went with them down, and it said when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. Now, I just want you to look at this for a minute. When they got down there, they said they was going to go down there, they was going to cut down some timbers, each man a timber, and they was going to build them a place. Now, I like the way these fellas done it, because the Holy Ghost says they went down there, they got down there at Jordan, and they went to work. Now, they didn't gather around for 2 or 3 weeks and try to get up a union and figure out what they'd do to be pleasing to God. Amen. Yeah, they didn't have no committee. Amen. Praise God. You know where committees started? It started out in businesses. I don't know how we end up getting committees in churches. Amen. Supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ when we pray and we agree on things and just go on for God's glory. Amen. But anyway, they didn't take time to get up committee. They didn't get time to organize themselves. Praise God. They went down there with God Almighty. He's the great organizer of this thing. Praise God. He went down there and they began to cut trees. Amen. I can see this in my mind's eye. So they went down there and they cut down wood. But the Bible says in verse number 5, and I want you to watch this. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." Amen. As he was he was about the Father's business. He wasn't messing around. He wasn't playing around. I pray God he was in the business of doing business for God. He was in the business of making a place where they could come together and worship God and learn about God and begin to bring people to God. And he was about to, and praise God, as he was working, he was a chopping on the tree and his axe head fell off. Not only did it fall off, but it fell in the water. Amen. So this man, he, you know what he did? What first thing he did? He confessed to the master. Amen. Look what he says. He says, and he cried. Now I want to say, praise God, something down inside him. Praise God, the Bible said that he had deep concern. He was concerned about it. I mean, when we get concerned, praise God, it'll bring out a cry out of us. Amen. When we get concerned. So he was concerned about it, and he cried out in his concern. And he says, "Alas, master." Listen, if we're going to get help, praise God, we've got to go to the master. You can cry out to everybody else all you want to. And people, hey, listen, people's going to help y'all. I believe any one of us in here would help anyone in here all that we could. That we were physically able to do. But praise God, if you're going to get help, if you've got a situation, you need to call the master. The master's the one that can take care of it. So because of his concern, he began to cry out to the master. He said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." I want to say tonight, anything that we have spiritually, praise God, is on loan from God. Amen? Amen. Hello? Are you still here? Amen. Anything that we have spiritually, it is on loan from God. Amen. Amen. Our spirit, that inward part that lives and breathes and has our being, praise God, we are here, but praise God, without God, amen, any spirituality that we have is from Him. Amen. This fellow says, he says, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." What we have, praise God, is borrowed from God. Amen. That's why when the Holy Ghost of God just tiptoes across our heart, we ought to be excited about it. Because that's God Almighty, praise God, just letting us borrow just a little bit more. Amen. Praise God. It gets real down in here when we get to thinking about it. Amen. But he says, now notice what it says. He said, the first thing he says, he asked the question, he said, "Where fell it?" Amen. Now he's talking about that axe head. And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" Amen. Now that feller was about the business. I mean, he was just a working away. Man, he wasn't a looking up. You say, "How do you know that, preacher?" Because praise God, if he had been looking up a little bit, praise God, he'd have seen that axe head was loose on that handle. Amen. Sometimes he was so intent, praise God, on getting the job done that he wasn't paying attention. So next thing you know, praise God, he had an axe handle without a head. Amen. I told Brother Charles I brought this tonight. I said, I about come to a conclusion. I'm just going to get preaching. When somebody gets saved, I'm just going to knock them in the head so they can't backslide. Amen. Amen, brother. Say amen right there, brother.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God, it's a wonder God don't do that to us. Sometimes I wonder if He ought have done that to me. Amen. But he said what he did, said he was a working away, and next thing you know, that axe, it done fell in the water. It done fell off. Praise God, he sees it over there, and he says, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He said, the power that I had, the power that I was using, the power that God has given me, praise God, I've lost it. Amen. I'm afraid tonight, church, at the power that God has, that He's given to us, if we've lost it. Pray God. Hey, what we're doing, come here, Mia. Can I borrow you a minute? Come up here. Come up here. Hurry, quickly. Amen. An axe is used for a purpose. Here you go, young lady. Grab a hat, both hands, like you use your ball bat. Amen. And you take that thing, and you take that thing with power, and you get the work done. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to take that, and I want you to chop that tree down. Okay. Just be careful. Don't. Chop it. Chop it down. You say, well, wait a minute. You say, preacher, what are you doing? She's a hammer. She's a chopping on the cross. Let me tell you something tonight, young'uns. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people tonight are taking an old axe handle, and they're beating, and they're chopping on the cross of Calvary, and they're trying, hey, your people and my people and your young'uns and my young'uns, they're taking a little bit of knowledge that they got, and they're taking no axe handle, and they're chopping, and they're chopping, but there's no power in it, praise God, and they're chopping, and they're chopping. They're trying their best. You know what they're doing? They're doing nothing but trying to destroy the cross of Calvary. Amen. Tonight, man, got to the wax handle. Amen. And they chop. Thank you, honey. And they chop. Amen. I'll tell you what you can do. You can take that old piece of hickory. You can chop on that piece of pine. Amen. You chop it till you wear that thing plumb out. To no avail. Amen. I tell you, we can take games and gimmicks and advertisement and everything else, and we can run with them and do them all we want to. Pray God, without the power of God, it won't amount to nothing. Amen. I talked to two different people this week. Well, one this week, one last week. It's talking about all these things that they got going on in their church. All these programs, and that's a wonderful thing. We ought to get everybody busy in some kind of something. But if we ain't careful, all we got is a program. All we got is a something of repeating something another that we do in a as a semblance of Christianity. But we're doing it just like an empty axe handle with no power in it. Man, without the power, just an empty. It's just a. Just a piece of wood. But he said, he says, where fell it? Amen. And the Bible says, and he showed him the place. Now watch this. So he asked him, he said, hey, listen. He said, where fell it? He said, where did you lose that? Where did you lose that axe head at? He said, where did it fall in? Now notice, this thing fell in the water. Amen. So the Bible said that he showed him. But now look what he says. He said, the man of God, and he said, he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. Now, don't you know, son, I got to think about this last night. He said, the man of God took Brother Jeff and he cut down a stick. Now, let me tell you something about this stick. Once you cut this thing down, once you cut it loose from the roots, Brother Kevin, it has no form of life. Amen? It's just a cold, dead something. Amen? Is that right? Not right? And unless you have some way to get it to root again, it's dead. The Bible said he took and cut down a stick. Amen? Without the power of God in our lives, we're just a cold, dead something. Amen. Without the power of God in our life, young'uns, we're just like this stick. Amen. We're just a cold, dead something. Useless and no account. But he said he took that, He took that stick, he said, and cast it in thither. He took that stick, he took that cold dead sampling, a semblance of me and you without the Lord God Almighty in our lives and in our hearts, without the power of God ministering to us. And he took that stick, and the Bible said he cast it in thither. Now watch this. Now when that stick hit the water, what do sticks do in water? They what? They float. Amen. Sticks float. Amen. You know what the man of God did? He took his, you can say this is a semblance of our lives. And he said he'd take it and throw us in the water. Now water's always been a type of the Word. Amen. And when we get in that word, praise God, and the Word begins to manifest itself to us. And he said, hey, watch this. I'm going to take this. It's cut off. It's dead. It's just a stick. He said, I'm going to cast it out on the water. Praise God. And you know what he did? He said, I want you to watch. I want you to look. I want you to see. He said, because what I'm going to show you is the power of God's manifestation. Praise God, of what he is and what he can do. Amen. So Brother Kevin, he took that stick, cast it out there, and as they watched that cold, dead nothing, praise God, that was cast out there on those waters, he said that iron swung. Now I want you to say, let me just say this, that during that time, it was a Bronze Age, okay, if you study your history, bronze was the big thing, iron was just coming on the scene, it hadn't been around long. It was a precious commodity. And when this fellow was a chopping boy and he's going at it, and all of a sudden he looked up and he seen that thing going across through there and it landed in that water, he said, oh, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He said, that was a precious thing. He said, I had it. It was in my possession. Somebody had done give it to me. And I was working and trailing just as hard as I could, and I lost it. Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we get to cut, we're chopping, we're frailing, but we lose the power. Amen. Say, Pastor, how do we do? We get so caught up in ourselves and so caught up in the world and so caught up in this rat race called life that we forget where our power is. Amen. We forget where the power of God is. But the Bible said that old man throw that stick out there and that stick floated. They got to watching that stick. And over here, that iron swam. That piece of iron, what he's talking about? I'm talking about how God, amen, what God did. He said, hey, listen, God's law tells us, praise God, the law of the universe says that stick will float, but the law of the universe tells us that iron will not float. But praise God, God said, listen, I'm just going to show you my power. I can take an old cold dead something like a stick, and I can float through the water, the Word, glory, hallelujah. I can give it power. Amen. To make it productive for my glory. God floated that iron up there. Said the iron did swim. Now, I don't know about you. We say that it floated up. But the Bible said it swam. I believe maybe God put a little motion in it. Amen. Because the power of God ain't dead, youngins. And the power of God ain't still. And the power of God ain't docile. The power of God is real, praise God. And it's prevalent in lives. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I like carrying this stick. Everybody's paying attention to me tonight. Amen. I think this will be a fixture in the pulpit. Now on. Praise God. Just lay it right there. Praise the Lord. This old fellow went to preach in a place one time. Said he's like, "Hey, tell him to preacher, it's a mean place." He said, "They won't want you there." The old preacher had a .45 and he carried. So he carried it in a shoulder holster that night, and he went and they said, "You didn't want me here." But he said, "I got something to give you." And he said, "I got the Word of God." He took that .45 out and laid it on the pulpit. He said, "You can have either one, whichever one you want." He said, "But I'm going to preach the Word of God." Amen. Listen, I'll tell you, hey, praise God, we can have whatever we want, and we can get the Word of God. The power of God, it's real. Amen. Praise the Lord, the Bible said that the iron did swim. God Almighty, the power of God. He showed himself in nature. He had that axe head. come off the bottom of that body of water, and it come out of there, praise the Lord, and it come up. And I can see in my mind's eye, I see things, I guess, more literal than other people. I like to take the Word of God literally. Amen. He said, therefore said he. Now Elisha tells him. Now I can see this thing, that axe head, that sticks there. Amen. And that axe head comes up to the top. And every one of them prophets done gathered around over there, maybe hundreds of them. And they're standing there watching that. And God just doing that with that axe head. The power of God's there. Amen. Everybody's standing and watching it. Everybody's standing and a look at it. God said, well, what are you waiting for, son? He said, I praise God, you want your power back. He said, you told me where is that? God Almighty done brought her to the surface. Pray God, reach out and get it, son. Amen, glory, hallelujah. He don't let it float on by. Don't let wait on somebody else. Reach out and get the power of God and just praise His holy name. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise His name. He said, take it up to thee. God said, there it is. Get it. Amen. I know where you lost it. God, give it back. Just take it. And the Bible says he just let it go on by. No. He said, and he put out his hand and took it. Amen. He said, so that man of God told him, he said, son, said, take it up to thee. And boy, that little old fella, praise God, I can see him right now. He just reached in there and snatched that axe head up. Praise God. He reached and got the power that he had lost and pulled it to himself. I bet you he hugged that up. Glory, hallelujah. He said it was buried and it was lost, but praise God, it's back and I ain't going to let it out of my sight. I think he probably took that old axe handle he had. Little Charles, he probably dropped that axe head back on that thing. And you know how us old country people do? We put that axe head on there and we take that thing and we bump that thing down to make sure she's tight. Man, sometimes you take a little, cut you just a little sliver of a wedge and you drive that thing down in there good and tight. And my granddaddy used to, when he knew we was going to go cut wood and he wanted, my granddaddy used an axe on cutting limbs quicker than he would a chainsaw. Cause he'd sit there and chop he could sharpen that axe pretty sharp, and he'd go out there, and if the limb wasn't over 2 inches, in about 4 licks, that limb was gone. Amen. He'd whack it one way, he'd whack it the other way, about 2 times on each side, and that limb was gone. It was history. But when he knew he was going out, let me just say this. Thank you, Lord. When you get that axe head back on there and you get it secure, Before he'd use his axes, he'd take them things, and he had a little old bucket there. He'd put that thing, soak that thing overnight, the day before, in a bucket of water. Amen. You say, why would he do that for? He said, that'd swell that wood up. And he'd get out there, and boy, he could work all day, and that axe head didn't go nowhere. Amen. Praise God. When you get an axe and you get a good handle and you put the head on and you lay the water to it, glory, hallelujah. You take an old stick like us and you put the power of God on us all just like he does, and you lay the water, the word to us, praise God. You can go out and work all day. Praise God, you can go out and do what you need to do for the glory of God, and everything will work together. Amen. Praise God. But without the power, we're just a stick. Amen. Without the power of God, we're just a stick. There's no business to us without the power of God. That's what's wrong with the world today. There's a whole lot of Christian, so-called Christian folk that's running around in the world professing themselves to be something they ain't, because they're just a stick without the power of God. Youngs, we've got to have the power of God in our lives, in our hearts. Amen. Without that, we're just a stick. So how do you get the power? Praise God. Like Elisha said, you reach out and you get it. When God offers, you reach out and get it. You pull that power and take it unto yourself.
say glory, hallelujah, for the presence of God. Amen.